Shalom.
And there you are with your pencil, your paper. And
such
we're
hunger.
Here with the prophet Ezekiel.
Yes.
We're seeing what's going to come to pass out of the mouth of the prophet Ezekiel. And we're starting today, we're talking about the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, when Russia and other allies, including Persia, are going to come down from the north. They're going to come down into the land of Israel. And God is behind it. He's put a hook in their jaw. He's brought them down there. Now, here's how it's going to happen. Verse 18, it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. I'm telling you right now, he doesn't like it when people come against Israel. And all the years in the past are going to be culminated in this. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day shall there be a great shaking in the land of Israel. There is going to be, in all that part of the world, every living thing is going to feel this earthquake.
It says so.
Yeah. So read the next verse.
So that the fishes, can you imagine? The fishes of the sea and the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence and the mountains shall be thrown down. And the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground.
Now, the prophetic earth in that time, it was, you might just look at all the Babylonian captivity area, the Persian captivity area, the land around the Great Sea, the land all around there, the prophetic earth, the earth that they knew at that time. It's gonna all feel this. It's going to be a huge earthquake. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God, and every man's sword shall be against his brother. It seems here, Father, God is going to use, he's going to put him in a crossfire. Not so much use the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, not so much use the American army,
right?
But get him in a crossfire.
Yes.
Now, I think there's already some of that crossfiring going on, Shelley, in the Judgment of the Nations. Mm-hmm. I have a book, a little book, The Judgment of the Nations, a little mini book. You should get that little mini book from us. And so he puts them in a cross. Every nation on this earth is going to be judged by God, and they're going to be judged by the criteria of how did you treat Israel? How did you treat the nation that was given the call to reveal God to you? So here they're down in Israel, and they're going to know the judgment of God. And it seems that he's going to use them to fire at each other. He's going to get them. He did it a lot, and he had them doing that.
Times,
oh yeah,
many,
in biblical
common.
Times. I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood. I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain and great hailstones.
Wow!
Fire and brimstone. God has a place in the heavens where he stores hailstones. And it says that he's in the book of Job, it talks about it. And it says that he stores them there for war.
Yes.
Now, I don't have the scripture down here, Shelley. But
okay.
You can find it. It's in the book of, just look up hailstones. And he has used them in the Bible. He used them in wars, in
yes.
biblical wars. In one war, more people were killed by hailstones than other weapons.
Mm.
So these hailstones, there is a place. Even science, when this comet was going around the earth, and it was, we saw it for days. And I read into the Newsweek magazine, they said they did a little thing on it, you know, and there's a place in the heavens where like ice balls are.
Well, that's where,
And one gets loose, you know, and here it comes, it's a comet.
So that so is that's Job 38, verse 22.
Can you read it, please?
And 23. Hast thou entered into the treasuries of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war?
Okay, so God's going to release those ice balls in that place where he's got them stored up in the heavens, mm-hmm. in the space heavens. And they're going to fall down here, and they're going to be hit by giant hailstones, fire and brimstone. Now, everybody's going to know that the U.S. can't do that. The IDF can't do that.
No. It has a signature.
Nobody can do that.
Right.
It's got to be God.
Yes.
So Hallelujah. He is going to manifest himself. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. There are a lot of nations, even nations that worship, and they worship a God they call Allah. They don't call him Jehovah.
No, he's not.
But
the
when
same.
This happens,
right.
It's going to be God's land, and they know that Israel worships Jehovah. This is a war of purpose. God is a God of purpose.
That's
he does
right.
everything with purpose. And God says, I'm doing this war. I'm going to magnify myself. I'm going to sanctify myself, and I'm going to be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know I'm Jehovah. Now,
and they're going to be impressed with this power.
With power. They are impressed with power. So let's go to chapter 39, verse 7. This is, he tells us in many places here, his purpose. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, that the nations shall know that I am Jehovah, the Holy One in Israel. When Israel went about poor, seemingly forsaken, mm-hmm. the Bible says people would say, where's your God? God said, you polluted my name. It would be like Billy Brim's grandchildren on the streets of Tulsa begging. That would be what about Billy Brim, you know?
You.
I mean, we
yeah.
even hear, I don't have it anymore, but she used to have her own airplane.
Yeah.
And her little kids are down here. You see, that's a pollution to God's holy name.
Right.
When you read about God's plan for Israel, so many times the prophets say, for my holy name's sake, I'm doing this, Israel. I'm bringing you back. I'm
that's
blessing
right.
you. I'm bringing you back to your land. For my holy name's sake, they're not going to profane my name anymore.
No.
So there's another purpose. Ezekiel 38 and 39, of course, are the same war. Now, verse 21 of Ezekiel 39. Read that one, Shelley.
Okay, let me turn the page. In verse 21, it says, and I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Jehovah, the Lord their God, from that day and forward.
All right. This is going to be a judgment. It's a judgment against those nations. All nations are judged for how they treated Israel. I don't know of a nation worse. Well, maybe others just as bad. But Russia, through all the centuries, Tsarist Russia, through all the centuries, even mm-hmm. down through KGB days. So it's a judgment. It's a judgment against what Iran is doing
yes.
now. It's a judgment against whatever the others do and have done. It's going to be my judgment. I'm executing it. And the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward.
Glory. Yes.
You know now, Shelley, I found it hard to believe when I first started studying Hebrew in the land at the Lord's instructions that there are many Jews who don't believe,
right.
called secular Jews.
And we know why.
Now, I think that if you scratch them, down in the middle of them, they're going to believe. But what really happened was the Holocaust. And so many of them questioned. But after this, they're going to have no more questions. When this happens, from that day forward,
yes.
the house of Israel is going to know I am Jehovah their God.
Absolutely.
Now, I believe, Shelley, they're going to know, in one of these scriptures he says, they're going to know that I am Jehovah.
Yes.
I believe that this is going to be a result of this war, which is for purpose, for God's purpose. I believe that one result of it is going to be Islamic people turning to the Lord in mass numbers. We already know, Shelley, you and I know of case after case where he is moving among the Muslim people, where he is appearing to them in visions. We know of one just recently, a couple, amazing story. And he's appearing to them. There's a rustling in the mulberry trees.
Oh, yes.
They're sons of Abraham.
They are.
And he is, many of them are. You know, of course, there are Islamic nations that are not, like the largest Islamic nation is Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the sons of Abraham, but many, many, many of them are. Mm-hmm. But whoever they are, especially the sons of Abraham, they're going to see this and they're going to know. They recognize and they respect strength. That's why when our nation has been weak, with weak presidency, lots of crazy things have happened.
That's right.
They recognize strength.
Yes.
And during the Gulf War I, which was in 91, Psalm 91, it began. And Psalm 91, of course, was your protection
oh,
in it.
Yes.
But, you know, of course, Iraq was sending Scud missiles. And the United States was, we were over in Saudi Arabia because Iraq had attacked Kuwait and Saudi Arabia then and Kuwait are on, we're allies with them. And so our Air Force, our fighter planes are over in Saudi Arabia and they are attacking weapons caches of the Iraqis. And the way that they do in those nations sometimes is they'll store their weapons in schools or apartment houses or places where people, civilians live. And then when the Israelis go after them, there'll be some kids killed. Well, then it'll try to make Israel look like the bad guys.
Yeah.
So this lady lived in an apartment house, and she knew that weapons were in her apartment house. She had seven children, and she knew that they could be hit because those, I'm telling you, Shelley, those missiles, those American missiles, they were finding their way through windows of buildings mm-hmm. into the caches.
Precision.
And so she said, I cry out to the God of the Americans. And sure enough, her apartment house was hit. But of all those apartments in that house, one of them was unharmed, and it was hers.
Mm-hmm.
She saw that the Americans were winning. She didn't even know who his name was.
Right.
But she cried out to the God of the Americans.
Yes.
And I believe, folks, it's going to be a lot of the precious, wonderful souls that Jesus died for. See, through this war,
the true God,
Jehovah,
yes,
is the living God. Jehovah is God.
Yes.
And they're going to turn
a great harvest.
To him. The Jews will turn to him in this mm-hmm. as well. Later, their Messiah will be revealed to them according to Zechariah 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, they'll see Jehovah.
Glory to God.
And so,
we'll see it.
We've studied a bit together here, and we would invite you to join us for 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute. And so, Shelley and I are going to say, Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom.
This is just a small taste of what 3BI is. Every student we have agrees it is so much fun. Grab your phone or your computer and let me help you enroll today. Start by going to www.billybrim.org. Click on 3BI Institute. Learn more. Pick a course. Rightly dividing the word is a prerequisite for most of the courses, so it's a great start. Hermeneutics simplified for your enjoyment. Upon purchasing, you will be prompted to choose what type of student you would like to be. If you aren't interested in the degree path, select standard student. If you are interested in seeking an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degrees in biblical studies, choose college credit student for a small additional fee. View your cart and proceed with payment. You will be given an access code to take the class. Each student will receive a downloadable, interactive student notebook that is a first-class textbook. You will reference it in your studies long after your time at 3BI is over. Start your classes at any time and proceed at your own pace. Once all sessions are complete, you will need to complete and satisfactorily pass the course quiz to gain class credit. And just like that, you're on your way. You can also give 3BI as a gift. What a life-changing, affordable investment in someone's life. I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the student body of Billy Graham Bible Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next week, Shalom, Shalom.